Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at inflammatory biomarkers of low back pain and disc degeneration. And finally, a story about upper extremity manual therapy for treating fibrosis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 621, recorded February 2nd, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Biomarkers are biological characteristics that can be used to indicate health or disease. A recent paper published in the Annals of the New York Academy of Sciences reviewed studies on biomarkers of low back pain in human subjects. Low back pain is the leading cause of disability caused by various spine-related disorders, including intervertebral disc degeneration, disc herniation, spinal stenosis, and facet arthritis, to name a few. The focus of these studies is inflammatory mediators because inflammation contributes to the pathogenesis of disc degeneration and associated pain mechanisms. These biomarkers may serve as novel tools for directing patient care. The review covers studies performed on populations with specific diagnoses and undefined origins of low back pain. Since the natural history of low back pain is progressive, the temporal nature of studies is categorized by duration of symptomatology and disease. Related studies on changes in biomarkers with treatment are also reviewed. Ultimately, diagnostic biomarkers of low back pain and spinal degeneration have the potential to shepherd an era of individualized spine medicine for personalized therapeutics in the treatment of low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. Key clinical features of carpal tunnel syndrome and other types of cumulative trauma disorders of the hand and wrist include pain and functional disabilities. Mechanistic details remained under investigation, but may involve tissue inflammation and/or fibrosis. The authors of a recent study published in the Journal of the Neurological Sciences examined the effectiveness of modeled manual therapy as a treatment for sensory motor behavior declines and increased fibrogenic processes occurring in forearm tissues of rats performing a high repetition, high force reaching and grasping task for 12 weeks. Rats receiving the modeled manual therapy expressed fewer discomfort-related behaviors and performed progressively better in the high-repetition, high-force task. Grip strength, while it decreased after training, improved following modeled manual therapy. The study concluded that these observations support the investigation of manual therapy as a preventative for repetitive motion disorders. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The key responsibility of leadership is to think about the future. No one else can do it for you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.